Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." You know, as you read through the Sermon on the Mount, which is in the chapters of Matthew 5 through 7, this is one of the more jarring sequences. But what's happening here is that Jesus is getting serious when it comes to battling sins. And he's not being literal as much as he's being emphatic. He says, if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. When it comes to sin and gaining victory over sin, what Jesus is advocating is really radical measures, radical surgery, if you will. Because tapering off, weaning yourself off, cutting back a little bit on sinful behavior is more often than not a significant enough adjustment. When doing battle with sin, you've got to cut it out, whatever it may be. So say you're in the habit of whiling away the hours viewing pornography on the internet or gambling online. It's time to get rid of your connection. If you're engaging in an extramarital flirtation that threatens to turn into something more, then you know it's time to delete the phone number and stay out of touch. Or if you drink too much and get crude and hurtful when you're out with the guys or out with the girls, it may be time to get new friends. If you don't, Jesus is clear, you may find yourself in a kind of hell that you won't be able to free yourself from. When you're bound by sin, when any of us are being overrun by our lusts or swept away by our desires, we need to get serious. It's time in those moments to cut it out. It's time for radical surgery. Let's pray. Lord God, you know full well where we falter. You know there are behaviors and vices that we need to rid from our lives. You know, Lord, how we desire, really deeply desire, to be better people than we currently are. We would ask that you would grant us the courage, the strength, and the resolve to cut sins from our lives that keep us from you, and that keep us from being the best of what you've created us to be. We pray all of this, Lord God, in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.